a bruising week in America, and many more protests are planned for today from Seattle to Jacksonville. Of course, America also passed the mark of 100,000 COVID-19 deaths this week, but President Trump often fulminated about mail-in ballots and Twitter. We're joined now, as we are most Saturdays, by NPR senior editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
And let's begin with the protests this week over the killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, both involving local police. We've heard about the clashes between police protesters, even in front of the White House, burning of police station, other unrest. The president doesn't seem to consider these the police killings national issues.
But he has to know they are national issues, Scott. The unrest has spread from Minneapolis to Louisville to Atlanta to Charlotte, North Carolina, which is the presumed site of this summer's Republican National Convention. And when you even name all these places, you conjure up a national map. The persistence of this kind of police violence seemed finally to be getting through to a lot of people in new ways. Even the presidential statements yesterday changed from his looting leads to shooting tweet in the morning to his far more measured and sympathetic remarks from the White House in the afternoon.
We're seeing this explosion of rage and frustration as these killings occurred these deaths occurred in communities of color during a pandemic that has hardest hit those very same communities, which have also suffered the largest job losses.
What we're seeing is outrage in national terms, but also in cumulative terms. We've talked for weeks now about how essential workers are disproportionately people of color and how those who have had less health care throughout their lives are likewise disproportionately people of color. And is it a coincidence all these uprisings are happening now, or did these horrific videos from Minneapolis surface something that's been building for weeks, for months, for years, and even longer?
In his appearance yesterday, the president zeroed in on China. He criticized China for extinguishing the last of existing freedoms in Hong Kong. He blamed China for letting the coronavirus outbreak become a worldwide pandemic. He also said the U.S. will cut ties with the World Health Organization. He did not, in those remarks, mention the protests, and in fact, no mention of the pandemic here, and the economic hardships that are hitting millions of Americans. And he took no questions.
You know, right from the beginning of that event, it seemed clear there would be no questions just from the way everyone lined up. The occasion for pouncing on China, of course, was Beijing's reneging on its Hong Kong agreements, denying Hong Kong its special status and relative independence. But the president went well beyond that issue to villainize China for its handling of the coronavirus back at the beginning of the year, back during the winter, and to justify cutting U.S. ties totally to the World Health Organization in the midst of a worldwide pandemic. So, look, it's pretty obvious there's a need for fresh villains here because this pandemic is far from over. We're reopening the economy, but the disease is still out there. California Thursday recorded a big spike in confirmed cases. So have a number of other states, in some cases their biggest new days report of new cases yet. So here we are, and we are reopening more and more and more states and cities, even as the caseload in some places is increasing.
NPR's Ron Elving, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.